Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Moving In by Dr. Carrie Vove for Thursday, May 23, 2019. The text is John chapter 16, verses 23 through 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Carrie remembers when she married into the Vietnamese community. She said, "I had severe culture shock. For example, when I said to a Vietnamese friend, 'Please, make yourself at home,' well, they really did. They would show up with bags of groceries, head straight into the kitchen, and begin cooking up a storm. They went through the fridge and the silverware drawer. The meal was delicious, and they washed all my dishes. But I couldn't get over the boundary crossing. You see, in America, make yourself at home is more or less a polite fiction. We don't really expect our guests to take over the kitchen. Our fridges and silverware drawers are sacrosanct. We don't expect people to move in. There's always a boundary, a no-go area that marks the difference between family members and guests." Most of us think of God's home in that way also, I suspect. God may say to us, "You are my children, make yourselves at home." But still, we think of ourselves as guests, only one step removed from outsiders. Using our best manners and asking permission for everything, we are not at home. At least, we don't really think so. To this attitude, Jesus says, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God." Just imagine. Jesus says we can go straight to the Father in his name. We don't have to do things roundabout, asking for what we need through the family member who invited us home, that is Jesus. "Would you please go ask the Father if..." We are no longer guests, but children. And the Father himself loves us. Why? Because we love Jesus. And we trust in him. We believe in him. Now, personally, I am happy to ask Jesus things, but I'm also deeply grateful that, because of his sacrifice on the cross, I can truly be at home with God the Father, no longer as a guest, but as a child, through Jesus our Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, teach me what it means to be God's child. Amen.